today. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News projects Donald Trump will once again become president of the United States.
I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve.
Trump before his supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida overnight, declaring victory. One of the keys to his winning, the big swing states of Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. As for Kamala Harris, ABC's Mary Bruce has been covering her campaign.
I can only imagine what is going through her head as she has to switch gears and go from writing what I imagine she had hoped was a victory speech to now coming out and somehow, you know, thanking her supporters, trying to offer perhaps some kind of explanation as to how we got here.
This is ABC News. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani ordered to appear in court later this week after being accused of hiding much of the property in a New York apartment that was supposed to go toward paying millions for defaming election workers in the last election. Stress in the workplace, taking its toll on our hearts.
Even people without any known heart disease can see a negative impact on their heart health in a stressful workplace. A study in the Journal of the American Heart Association looked at body mass index, diet, cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood glucose levels. It found that men and women between 45 and 84 who have not experienced heart issues will nevertheless have up to a 27% less favorable health profile when they're subjected to consistent work-related stress. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police at Penn State are investigating an incident involving former NFL star Jason Kelce and a man over the weekend. Videos show Kelce smashing the man's phone after the man made a crude comment about Kelce's brother. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hochberger Homes believes in the strength of community and the importance of having a place to go back home to. Join the Hochberger Homes team in recognizing the brave men and women who have served our country now and in the past. And recognize the courage, sacrifice, and unwavering duty from veterans everywhere. Their contributions to our freedom were anything but free. So from everyone at Hochberger Homes, thank you. Hochberger Homes, building a brighter future together.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The Packers trade Preston Smith. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Preston Smith has been a reliable linebacker on the Packers defense since Matt LaFleur took over as the head coach. But the team traded Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a 7th-round pick. The Steelers will also take over his contract, saving the Packers over $17 million next season. GM Brian Gutekunst met with the media.
Thanks to Preston Smith. You know, 2019, that was we signed 4 guys, and for him to be, you know, here still 5.5 years later and play a lot of good football for us. And won a lot of games, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee tomorrow night to host the Utah Jazz. Both teams off to poor starts, each with a win-loss record of 1-6. The Badgers men's basketball team hosting Montana State tomorrow night. Wisconsin with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross. Forward Nolan Winters on all the new players on this year's roster.
With JT, X, we're learning and, you know, practicing every day, open gyms in the summer. That helped a lot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in 5th place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high back into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will discuss election results. We will discuss whether or not we have election results. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's a walk, son. This is my four-star right. Gym. Bing, bing, bing. Cash the check. You know what you're doing Monday? You're cashing the check. And then, as remember I told you, I even texted you at a time. Oh, my God, I got this unbelievable information.
I know.
And they
I
got
know.
Slaughtered.
I know. As I said, I'm glad you can't bet on this. But it was it was weird. It was almost spread out enough where it kept you engaged from, you know, it started early, right? I turned on. What station did you watch?
CNN, actually. And C-SPAN.
I actually watched our coverage, and then I used Associated Press. For you know.
I was tapped into the New York Times, which did a better job than anybody. But, you know, I watched...
New York Times has a channel? Like a TV channel?
No,
it's online.
Yeah. And they just... Every vote that comes in, they change. Every vote, but, I mean, they update it a lot more frequently than some other outlets. I watched NBC, because, you know, we kind of work with 26 a little bit.
Yeah.
That Tom, what's his name? Tom Yohannes or whatever his name is. That dude knew, I was so impressed. He must have traveled a lot or drive a lot because he would just hit a county and, you know,
And he would know?
He would know. He would know about it. He would know what the background is.
Doesn't that come up on his screen a little bit?
It didn't come up. I don't know where he got that. But I mean, he was doing it really quick. Like right here, that he would name some attraction in that area. But there's 80 counties in every state.
I think they have it set up now where you touch it and then like a bunch of information.
Well, they call it,
man, it's got to be.
The guy was unbelievable.
Is it John King?
John.
He has the magic board.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that same thing. But he spent a year going around to like battleground kind of counties.
Yeah. This guy was just talking Allegheny County, and over here we got this. And I was like, dude, how do you know? Then he would go over to the West Coast, you know? And I know he's, I think he's from, his wife's from Hawaii. But I know he spent some time on the West Coast. But I said to Don, I said, that guy, I would not want to go against him in a trivia contest on geography. He knew, and he was quick, too. He would just, and somebody says, well, let's look here. Hit that thing. And maybe he was, maybe he knew ahead of time. But I thought that was great. So I watched 26... And I flipped a little bit back and forth, but I was pretty locked into that station. I thought they did a really good job.
So. The first thing I saw last night, just on the internet too, that sounds like an old guy. I was on the internet.
Yeah.
But I mean, the first thing I saw last night was exit polls has Democrats really panicking from some of the exit type things early on.
Oh.
It's like, oh, okay, it's early, whatever. But that one held true. Like 99% of the predictions seemed like were wrong. Yeah. But that one early on was like, whoa,
yeah,
there's a trend here.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting how, because our country, our state, well, take Wisconsin, that's a good example, how clustered it can be of Democrats and Republicans. You know, 96% of the votes were in and they didn't call the state. I'm like, come on, you guys, 96%.
For Wisconsin?
Yeah, and 96% of the votes are in and you're not going to call this race. And rightfully so, they didn't, because it was a part of Milwaukee, which I think she had to win, 75-80% of it, and she did. So that came back to Tammy Baldwin, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't have that information. I'll try and pull it up.
Right. Okay, my main question is this, okay? I mean, you're a political expert. Todd, you're a political expert.
Expert. No.
I just need to listen. This is at about 1:15 in the morning, and I just have to ask, who is that smoking hot woman standing next to Trump when he was giving his, like, acceptance thing? There were only two people in the frame. Who was that person? Todd?
I don't know.
Okay.
I did see her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did this person go? It's like, what? There's a new president and this. Excuse me, everybody.
She'll be in the
chick. For lack of better words. Like, what are you doing in this picture?
She'll be in the cabinet.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So anyway.
What's going to be interesting, and we're not a political show, but I mean, this is the biggest thing. This
you
got to
talk. No, you know what? If the Super Bowl was played yesterday, we'd talking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If there was something else yesterday that was the biggest story going on in the world, we'd talk. So I go backwards to say we're not a political show, but we're a show of what's going on that people are talking about.
And we'll get to some local stuff too, which is like really interesting, right? The state is a little, can be a little bit schizophrenic, right? I mean, you look at Tammy Baldwin and you look at Donald Trump, two different people, right? And that happened.
Well, I just walked in and you told me Tammy Baldwin won. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That shocked me because she was like, I thought she was like way behind when I went to bed last night.
By about 22,000 votes.
Okay.
I mean, I round stuff up. We get a message this morning. Also, the entire thing about Door County predicting the winner.
Wrong.
Not accurate, right?
For like the first time, huh?
I got that text from a friend of mine. Owe money too.
There's a place.
Jim's wallet is a little lighter this morning.
Okay, I paid John. I paid you so you wouldn't.
And then Todd, this will never be spent.
Can we get that framed and put it?
No.
Let's do it. Let's. Okay, I'm just gonna say something. I guarantee you something. No one knows my political. What's the word? Affiliations.
Yeah.
Nobody knows my family. I've always been, I can't even tell you which way my dad or mom voted. I don't know if they were Democrats or Republicans. I'm serious, Jim. The one thing that was pounded into my head was because they were so proud to be able to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. That it's like, that was a really sacred right.
Yeah.
So nobody knows whatever. But I will say this. You, me, and a guy from Madison, we're sitting at Hangemeister. You were drinking a really good beer.
I'm pretty sure it was Spotted Cow.
Man, no, it wasn't. It was some other craft type beer that was really good that I'd love to find. I'm just saying that, Todd. It's the only time I've seen you drink.
Was it Blue Moon?
No, it was something I didn't know.
Get it?
Was
like it was once in a blue moon?
Yeah. So anyway, thank you.
I didn't even get that.
Okay, see, Todd was up late too.
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said that night Donald Trump was going to be the next president.
You did.
That's because he's the only person you knew who was running.
No, it's because his people, and I go back to the Godfather. Godfather 2, when they're in Cuba and Batista was getting overrun and they wanted to put all these, remember Simon Roth
They want to put all these casinos in Havana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the people, Batista's people, were saying, don't worry, we got it under control. Everything's good.
Don't need you.
Yeah. And Michael Corleone said, you know what? I saw somebody with a hand grenade run up to a whatever and kill himself because they're so the people against them are so passionate. They are passionate. And I just think that the Trump backers were so much more passionate and turned out in droves versus the competition. And that's just when you can call it a movie, whatever. But the premise is the same. There was a certain internal crazy, I'm not sure it's crazy, but just this really deep-seated passion for their person. And I didn't feel it on the other side. Did you guys? That's all I'm saying.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Passion on the other side?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to say that I think the polling, and we talked a little bit about a lot about it at break all in the last couple weeks. I think that polling helped because the polls had her winning.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't you say?
Everyone.
Okay.
I mean, by 1%, but still almost everyone.
I think that motivated Trump's people.
Totally agree. And I still think, you know what else I think? I go back to the Hillary Clinton thing, where every poll is, oh my God, she's winning by so much. Yep. Oh my, she's got it in the bag.
They bought the fireworks.
Exactly. Yeah. That nobody, it's like, she's got it.
I'm not going to go. It's raining out now.
It's cold. She's got it. It's in the bag. She's up by 15 points.
Right. Yeah, I would agree that that was part of it. I was surprised, though, I will say, and I do look at this, I mean, I enjoy following this. I was surprised about Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you why, because I think governors are like mayors of the state. They're with the people. Well, it's not like the assembly or the state senators.
Their boots are on the ground.
Right. They're at every event.
No question.
They're cutting ribbons. And this guy's very popular, Shapiro.
He's governor. Well, didn't they think of him as a running man at one time?
They did. And some people are, you know, that's what shoulda, coulda, woulda. But they took the football coach, you know, from Minnesota.
That turned out to be a total flop, didn't it?
Well, they were going to win Minnesota anyway.
No matter what. But, yeah. I mean, did he do anything for anywhere else?
This is what their thinking was. And I don't want to tell you, this is what I think their thinking was, because what do I know?
You've only been in politics for your life. That'd be like me talking about an NFL quarterback. Yeah, but what do I know?
I think they were thinking he was going to transcend, like, the Midwest. Like, he was a Midwest guy.
He's
he was going
to
pick up Wisconsin. He was going to pick up Michigan. And
good guy.
Just a good guy. Whereas I think they thought of maybe Shapiro would just pick up Pennsylvania, but we would lose Wisconsin, Michigan. And I don't know. I mean, you're never going to know. But I was surprised when that Pennsylvania thing, I was like, wow, This is going to be close.
What did I tell you a couple of days ago, though, when I said that? Is that Fetterman?
Yeah.
The big, really huge guy who's got some issues.
Lots.
And he said in Pennsylvania, and he said, whoa, there's a passion of these Republican voters that's kind of crazy. I'm not saying but wow. And he was like,
they're more motivated. He was, and I think people, what you say in today's world makes a difference. It's like even Joe Biden's comment, you know, that stuff can come back and I don't know.
Did you feel a little sad about him? I read a thing where he's just, him and his wife were just sitting in the White House and just watch it all
They
go
didn't
by.
Go to any parties.
Nothing.
I wouldn't either.
Just sat there by themselves, I guess.
I would have gone.
Yeah, you would have.
But you go to all the parties.
I do. I like
You'd
parties.
You'd probably hold a party.
Yeah, it's not even a question. Take off your shoes. I got new linens. I just washed
them.
That's
right.
Back after this.
Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be
a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish. No, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here on the day after. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. And, Todd, you go ahead and man and monitor all the texts. Let us know, people. Let us know exactly what you think. How are you feeling this morning? And we're actually bringing in somebody because this has been so stressful for so many people.
A lot of people.
Mental health counselor.
It's actually going to get worse.
And it's both sides. Mental health. Right?
No question.
Yeah.
It's a serious thing. I mean, just the, you know, it's.
But, you know, the one thing people have to do is realize how little the president has to do with your day-to-day life. You know, he's not picking up your garbage.
I had this conversation at 1:20 this morning with my daughter.
Yeah.
In Madison.
Right, there you go. Perfect example. She's just freaked out that, oh, my God, they're...
I told her, I said, you know what? I've got three daughters. And right. I said, well, tell your daughters that your grandpa is nuts. He's like almost like legally insane.
Yep.
And if they have any problems, give him a call. So we'll just go with that.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel better. She's very easy. Okay, I feel better.
But it's almost akin to, it's not exactly, but like when your team doesn't win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think it's a little bit more
I agree with that.
That.
I'm just saying it's not a kid to it.
No, I don't think emotionally touched. I think people get so vested.
They can't talk to people.
Yeah, I understand that. But if you're one of the people that feels like they're under attack.
Yes.
Okay.
Totally agree.
And I don't think either one of you can fall into that position. Okay. I think you have to consider how they're feeling
totally
right now.
100% agree with you.
I agree with that.
But I don't think I can honestly say there are some people just emotionally are as much into the Green Bay Packers winning and losing their team losing. I mean, trust me, I've taken those calls. I've met with them. I've had them, whatever, that the emotion, they bring it to whatever level that their emotions can go before it just, I don't know what happens after that. There's things like that where that does happen. And I totally understand in the long run, the ramifications one way or the other. Totally understand that. But what I'm saying is sometimes people let their emotions get so overwhelming that it's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, we do have a system of checks and balances, although this is going to be a little tougher because we have, you know, for things to get approved, they have to go through the two houses. And those are Republicans. Do you know that? They won the Senate.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to win the Congress. And obviously they own the executive branch. So, but I don't know that.
I know a guy. Okay. I'm going to tell you a true story. I almost hate to say this. The guy lived close to us in my hometown, Packers. And he had made a big wager. He committed suicide after the championship game. And I'm not even lying about that.
Yeah.
And anyway, wonderful family, had a good job.
That's why they don't let you bet on presidential elections.
I know, but he literally made a huge bet and was so whatever. And he killed himself. And I'm not lying about that.
Yeah.
It's a guy in my neighborhood in the UP.
This is nothing that... there are some things that are going to change. I think I'm interested in talking to this psychiatrist who's coming in here, this sociologist. I don't know who, what exactly what her title is.
But, mental health counselor.
Okay. I've seen them all, so whatever.
no comment. Maybe you'll find one that works. Maybe you'll find one that works.
I think she's actually here for you, hey, Jim.
Oh, she is. Okay, good.
Jim, we didn't want to say anything, but we're glad you're here.
Put the bill on my desk.
Close the door, Tom.
I think people heard things, and they're probably not going to happen. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. You know what I mean? So I don't
There's
know.
Sound bites too, though.
Right,
a lot of
that's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
There's sound bites.
And, you know, far be it for Trump to say something off the script, you know? And people, oh, I heard him say that. That's not going to happen.
Do you want a couple of the messages that are coming
in? Yes, absolutely. We're going to hear from the people today.
Mark says, you have any funeral music for the USA today? Sarah says the whole thing about Door County predicting the winner wasn't accurate. Chip says, make America great again. Suck it up, Democrats. Somebody said, being a senior, I worry about my Social Security and Medicare with Republicans in charge. So it's kind of...
okay, I will say this. I will say this. You mess with my bleeping Social Security.
Good luck, guys.
I will go insane on that. Guys.
He did say
that. I will go crazy on that.
Good luck.
Yeah. They're not going to mess with yours because you're already there. But, and I don't mess isn't the right word, but they're going to adjust people who are probably 45, 50 right now. In terms of, they may increase the age to 67 till you're eligible instead of 62. They might do a means test, which I actually...
A what?
The means test. It's like, do you really need Social Security? Like, if you got millions of dollars...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Do you need, so take those people off. Like, if your net worth is, I don't know, pick a number, 10 million?
Gotcha.
There's people
Where's
worth that.
Where's that number going to be, though? That's right, my that's question, right?
I agree. But those
because,
are the
because
things
I've been putting in for Social Security for quite some time in my life, right?
Yeah, you have. Yeah. So they're going to tweak that.
Well, they can tweak this. That's all I'll say this morning.
Wow. Tweak this.
Well, I just, this is how I feel.
Put that on the t-shirt. Put that on the t-shirt.
Yeah.
It'll be on the t-shirt with mayor's stuff.
But Social Security, you know, that was, you know, as Pat Paulson would say, old guy, I know. But he said,
how old are we if you're bringing up Pat Paulson?
I saw his show so many times because we started Social Security to help the old people problem, and now we have more old people than we ever thought we would.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
But there are more people taking than paying, so we got to adjust that. So I don't want to, I don't think people want to
take
less. No, I don't take it.
I took mine at 65.
My brother took it at 62.
Yeah, that's too. I didn't want to concede yet. Do you know what I mean?
I think I would agree with that. Once you take Social Security,
you almost feel like
I'm going down the hill.
Although I will say this, the greatest checks I've ever received my entire life was when I was in college and my dad retired from the mine, and I was still going to school, so you were still kind of like a dependent, and I'd get like a $250 check every month from the government. It's like, wow, was that great money?
What'd you spend that on?
Oh, I blew it.
Yeah.
Oh my
invested
God,
in
did I blow that? Oh my gosh.
What? Why did you get a check?
Because I was going to college and he was retired and I was under 21. So you'd get Social Security benefits.
To the kids?
Yeah. Huh? I was still a dependent.
I don't, you know.
does that sound like it should be, Jim?
No. I remember this whole
thing. Hey, where's my check?
Right.
There's a knock at the door. Saying, it's somebody from the government. We're here for John Minow. Right. Something about some checks.
Right. You start yelling at the mailman for not showing up on time. Jeez. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, you know, I want to say that it doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. I didn't mean to say, like, this is just a football game. This is very serious. But
No. All I'm saying is people's passions reach a certain level and there's no more. You know what I mean? They bring it to the full brim of the cup.
I think people think the worst. And I think there's some good stuff that might happen. Like, we could reform our tax code, which is long, long, long overdue. Remember they were going to do that when Mark Green was in there and then 9/11 happened and we got distracted. I'm like,
okay, can I just say this? Was that like a rhetorical thing or were you, Jim Schmidt, asking John Minow, remember about the tax reform? are you serious?
Rhetorical.
Let me ask you, what college did Lynn Dickey go to?
John, that was like the buzz. People were talking about you could do your taxes on the back of a postcard. You know, no, you don't?
Okay. I'm good with that. As long as it doesn't mess me over.
No, it's going to be good. We have an opportunity to fix some things that we've needed to fix for a long time. It's not all bad. There's some good stuff that's going to happen. Even though you're like, maybe like, oh my God, what happened? There's some good things that are going to happen.
Let's keep a scorecard.
Okay, cool.
Keep the texters coming.
We will.
Texas folks, give us your feelings. Mine on the mayor, back after this.
The difference in the clothes she wears down to me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hunting season just around the corner for Wisconsin, and as hikers and hunters take to the woods, there's one animal you want to be on the lookout for. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Wednesday. And this is an animal Wisconsin does not want to have the opportunity to hunt. What is it? Tell you next. Feral hogs. Now, this isn't an animal that was...
What makes Dairyland Seed soybeans special? More. The next generation of Dairyland Seed brand Enlist E3 soybeans offer the most advanced trait technology available, setting a new standard for weed control and yield performance in the upper Midwest. Backed by a network of local dealers and direct access to the industry's leading agronomists, you get more on-farm support to help you get the most out of every seed you plant. More intelligent soybeans with more insights and information. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
Feral hogs. Well, there's been a few settings here in the state of Wisconsin. The population has not begun to grow. But according to Jeff Morris, University Extension swine specialist, that can change very quickly.
They thrive, and those sows can have up to 2 litters a year, and with 10 pigs per litter. So you think about just one female can increase that size of their herd by 20. And so anyway, and they were very hardy, so nothing kills them, you know, as far as from weather and that type of thing. So they are so hardy and be able to survive in so many different conditions.
Jeff Morris, University Extension swine specialist, he says that feral hogs thrive in both wooded areas as well as swampy areas, always looking for cover where they can forage on vegetation and roots. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says their most recent reported sighting of feral hogs came from far northeast Wisconsin in Florence County.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, innovation, that's BioVet.
And the profession of sheep shearing, getting a little financial assistance. The American Sheep Industry Association has put aside $15,000 in grant monies to assist developing shearers and their mentors. They say there's a large and continuing need for sheep shears across the United States. Interested? Want to find out more? Go to sheepusa.org. sheepusa.org. That's a look at food news on a Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high back into the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on post-election day. Please bring in people. And again, from day one, from the first things we ever spoke in this show was it's not going to be a quote, quote, unquote, political show. But if politics are the biggest thing happening in that we're talking about, we are going to talk about it. So please give us your text. Give us whatever you want. We want to hear from you. Got a text here. I'm happy that I got to vote for the first female presidential candidate. I must say I'm disappointed in the outcome. I fear for my LGBTQ friends and women's rights. And now my Social Security benefits as I'm 57 years old. Thanks for a great show and asking for our opinions. So please keep them coming. Todd will read them all back to us.
That text is a great intro to our guest.
Absolutely.
We have with us, this is going to be an interesting part of our show here today, Nicole Norcross. She is a mental health counselor at Bellin. And you're referred by people that have anxiety issues.
Yes, yes.
Now this...
Go ahead.
What would you say? This guy's worried about his life. And because of an election last night. And I was saying, well, it's not that big of a deal, and yet it can be. I mean, what do you say to someone
emotionally, like, they invest so much.
This guy's like, you know, Social Security, the rights that he feels maybe taken away.
Right. So I think anxiety just indicates our very human tendency to want control. And especially when it's something that overwhelms us because it matters to us, like Social Security benefits or reproductive justice. You know, obviously that anxiety is going to be there, and it's really, you can't just have no anxiety about these kinds of things. So how you let it control you, though, that's
just being human.
Yes, exactly.
It's a quality we're born with.
Exactly, exactly.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. You can totally choose how you want to respond to that anxiety, though. So,
let's talk about some of the ways you can respond. Let's say you think the world's over now because of what happened last night. Mm-hmm. And I think there's probably a handful of people that believe that.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And you know, we're going to go to war, or nuclear bombs are coming, or we're going to fight with the Chinese. And I don't know. I think that's stuff that I can see somebody getting that in their head. But what do you say to somebody like that?
So any kind of concern someone brings to me that's a big picture issue, I tell them that they need to focus on their scope of influence. So that's something like what you can do with your personal power and agency to enact some change or help others. So I think sometimes we do get bogged down in the big picture issues, and that can lead us to feel extremely overwhelmed. I know I do. So I think what's in your scope of influence is how you react to something, how you manage your emotions, how you ask for support and spend your time, and what you choose to focus on.
All right. So somebody's worried about the sun burning out. Okay. We're going to freeze. The plant's going to freeze. You say, look, don't focus on something more in your neighborhood. Is that what you're telling them?
I give this kind of example. This is helpful. So if you're worried about the future, just consider the scope of your present concerns. So I tell people, add 100 years to where you are right now and think, like, what evidence is there going to be that these issues mattered to you? Okay, so consider what work you will have to do and what will need to be done to positively impact those that are living 100 years from now. Okay, so, and then get started.
Okay, you said one thing, and I'll be, I'm a perfect test tube of being wrong of this. it's not.
First time perfect and John Mino went together. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It's not what happens to you or whatever. It's how you react to those things. And I am the test tube of reacting the wrong way 100% of the time.
Okay.
I'm just saying, okay, somebody does. But so, I mean, it's almost like sometimes people, you're ingrained with a certain something, and that's in your chromosomes, and you have to fight that. So I've got a feeling with what you're saying, people today who are diehard, you know, Democrats or whatever, they have to fight that today, don't
yes,
they?
Absolutely. Yes. absolutely. I think, you know, it's really hard to get overwhelmed when you don't see the possibilities in front of you, and you feel like tunnel vision, right? Like anxiety creates that tunnel vision. So I encourage people, if they're feeling hopeless and helpless today, just talk to someone, get a different perspective here. You know, someone that's like-minded, right? That you can find some solace with. But hopefully that clears the smoke for you a little bit and you can just walk away from that conversation thinking, okay, I didn't think of it this way. I have some hope now.
Because what I do is I keep it inside and I internalize it and it builds and builds and smolders.
No. Boy, does he.
Why do you do that? No.
I don't know. I don't want to do that. So I need you. I need to come and visit with you.
Yeah, he does. You do not want to be the recipient of when he takes the top off.
Nicole, so. I had a question for you because I think, especially now with our political system and just a life in general, social media plays such a big role in how we respond to everything and really what we're fed because of the algorithms and all
point,
that kind of stuff.
That is a great point.
Have you seen that in your time?
Yes, 100%. And especially with TikTok. So
yeah.
My patients probably, if they hear me say this, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, Nicole, again, I hate TikTok.
Jim and I literally don't know what that is.
No.
It's a social media.
Right.
It's little videos, but it's very, a lot of people, that's where they get their information from. And it's almost like what's fed to them is what they want to hear.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're not getting the clear picture.
That is a really good point. I want to hear from you, Nicole. Do we address you, doctor? Or you would just do.
I am not a doctor.
Okay,
all right.
No. Sorry.
Just so, Nicole is fine.
All right.
We feel like you should have a different title. We should have like something cool.
You kind of look. Yeah.
Let's counselor.
Say, counselor.
Yeah.
Let's say
she's a psychotherapist.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, we're not going to call you
well,
that.
No, that's a little weird.
No, that makes
me nervous.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, we're going to stay away from that.
She's going to give me a report on you guys. Oh, yeah, I know. Show,
so. This isn't going well.
She'll just send him two words. You're right.
I will say this. Whether it's TikTok, which we don't understand, in general, though, okay, like when we were growing up, we had Walter Cronkite at 6 o'clock or whatever, okay? And that was it, right, Jim?
Yeah, it was.
Or you get the newspaper in the morning or in the afternoon, and that was both. Now, right here, what's Jim doing? Holding it in his hand, 24/7.
Exactly.
We don't get away from it, right?
There's no break. And I think, so TikTok especially is something that's designed to keep you engaged. So what do people tend to engage with the most? Something that scares them, right? So if you're scrolling over and over again, it's designed to heighten your anxiety, get you scared, but also, like, you can't get yourself away from it. It's like looking at a train wreck, right?
Is it legitimately programmed that way for these things you just said?
Well,
or
I don't
that
want
just
to say
happen?
That on the news, but...
but
well,
kind
no, of course they want to keep you coming back.
I think in general, we could say social media is programmed to spark your
keep
interest.
Keep you engaged, right?
Yeah.
Keep you attentive.
Keep you coming back. They want to get up to 4 hours, 5 hours. I mean, that's what these people look for. And it's crazy how much time people spend on Facebook.
You know,
I don't know the TikTok, but I should pick up what Johnny was talking about with, you know, we're both similar in age and we don't really know what that is.
Who looks older? Be honest. Be honest.
I plead the fifth.
No, she just winked
Nicole
at me.
Nicole gets a bell.
she just winked
it's
at me.
It's hard to get a bell from Todd. I got to be honest with you.
Nicole, I ask my students, where do you get your news? And I think that is a question, even in my previous job, people come up and say, you know, man, the city's going to hell. And I'm like, where do you get your news? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to tell people that, you know, sometimes everybody's MSNBC or everybody's just Fox. It's like, wait a minute, the real world's in between there somewhere.
Absolutely. I encourage people to kind of create their own newsroom a little bit, like seek different perspectives from different credible sources, of course. You know, I think that you are absolutely right. There are polarized news sources, and we want to differentiate that a little bit, for sure.
When you have somebody, and I'm not going to talk about any of your patients or clients, mm-hmm. or however you want to, but in general, do you see anything, like, maybe in the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, there was, like, a different, almost, like, theme of what was going on? Do you find that right now, what's going on right now that is really getting in people's minds?
I would say... some of the things I hear that are at the top of people's minds are reproductive justice, immigration, and...
So big campaign type of things, huh?
Yes.
I mean, they're taking that personal, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And for some people, it's not something that they can just say, okay, I'm going to be all right. I mean, they are absolutely fearful for what's going to happen to them in the future. And I just have to validate that. I'm not going to be in the position to tell them you have no right to feel that way. I can certainly help them manage those feelings, but I do need to validate why they have that position.
That's interesting. And those are two of the biggest issues right now when I'm being on
you know,
the left,
it's so
one
awesome
on the right.
Having somebody in here that's like really smart.
I know.
Instead of you and me talking.
Well, that happens
each other.
Every time we bring a guest
I know.
In, but
The thing that bothers me too is, we can't heal, we can't move on. All right, if you're feeling like you need that when another side is provoking it, okay. We had somebody text in, get over it, Democrats. Yeah, yeah. You know, blah blah blah. Can we at least show some compassion to the Republicans or the Democrats or, you know, what? There's got to be some understanding that we're still all
human,
right?
Has it gone
right?
so far That's what over I'm the saying, cliff right. type thing, right? Mm-hmm. Is there a way to back it up and say, hey, let's all just do this together?
I wish I had that answer for you. I think, though, that one thing that unites all human beings is we're always scared about something.
Yeah.
It's always about fear of something. And that's how I have some empathy, is just remembering our humanness. But it is hard sometimes when we feel threatened, right? Definitely a complicated question there.
But you know what? And I'm going to go back to something, Jim. I'm going to go back to when Gerald Ford was, and he was, you know, named president or whatever, and then Reagan was going to run. And it's like, you know, Ford had all the right answers for whatever. And all of a sudden, Reagan came out with the big red menace against from Russia. And that, like, out of the blue, Russia hadn't been doing anything, you know. But that hit a chord. Yeah. And he went on to win because that scared people. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like what you're saying, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes.
We did get a text. Somebody has a question for Nicole. If you have a child who is showing anxiety, what's the process? A referral needed from a primary physician?
Very good question. Thank you. So I work for the Bellin hospital system. So how we take on referrals is you need a Bellin primary care provider, so Bellin doctor, and they can place a referral for you for our counseling services. And we have many clinics all over this area. So.
Can I ask you how you got into this? Why you got into this? There had to be some. Jim always, he always asks every time we bring somebody that's really successful, whether it's a musician or whatever, what was that spark? What was that,
how do impetus.
The impetus to really, this is what I want to do.
So when I was at University of Wisconsin-Madison for my undergrad, I went and I saw a counselor at the student counseling services. Yep. Yes. Yep. And she was really inspiring to me and I really looked up to her. So. Essentially, I wanted to be
awesome.
Like her.
That's all. You know what?
That's
and
cool.
Again, we get that same answer from musicians, from whatever. There's always that individual other person that really provided the spark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think you went to see a counselor when you were in college. As you know, I have kids. That's okay. You know what I mean? I think when we were, Johnny and I were in school, it was like the weird kids went there. But I mean, it's like we go to physical.
We didn't even have that in my era. There was no such thing.
But I think we go to get, you know, we go to work out our bodies and we need to go kind of, maybe we need some help with our minds too.
Right. And I think that, you know, we worry about what big impacts we have to make, right? Like these big picture issues. But this story reminds me of, we can be that person we want to see out in the world, right? So, like, we can be that role model for somebody. I think I just told somebody yesterday, like, you know, your students or your patients, right? They're going to remember you more than they're going to remember, like, some political figure, right? They're going to remember, you know, your impact, right? And that offers me some comfort.
Well, too, I think we talk a lot about volunteering in the community.
Yeah.
Getting involved with something where you can make an impact in the community might be a way to get your mind off all this other stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. If you sit and stew on something like this, there's no good ending, is there?
No.
you talk about transforming anxiety into action, which I think is a good idea because that anxiety is energy and you got to get rid of it some way, somehow. And you don't want to do it through alcohol or something else. But to unite with like-minded individuals. So like what, on an issue? Tell me about that.
But we're going to hold that thought. Sure. This is a really good question. We're going to send it to a break. This is a really good question.
Okay. Right.
And please feel free, whatever you're feeling, let it out. Because there's so many, I guarantee you, we got lots of people out there that are so despondent today and depressed and mad. And other people that are so jubilant. So we just want your opinion on
how to deal with it.
Exactly. So we'll be back. Nicole Norcross, psychotherapist, Bellin Health, back right after this.
Give you a hand and lead you into the promised land. So come on. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This Veterans Day, take some time to honor the brave men and women who have served this country. Thank you for your dedication, sacrifice, and unwavering commitment to the freedoms provided, and know that they are cherished. The Brown County Veterans Service Office proudly stands with area veterans, recognizing their courage and countless contributions made both in the past and present. For veteran services in the Brown County area, reach out to the Brown County Veterans Service Office today on Walnut Street in Green Bay.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here the morning after, of course, the big election. We got texts rolling in. Keep them coming, Todd. Does this mean our voting system is fine? Since Trump won, I guess there are no deceptive ballots. Another one, Elon Musk. What secretarial position will he now get? I got another one here. We're going to read them all, folks, so keep the text coming. I couldn't be happier with the election results. President Trump is exactly what we need right now. For those worried about what he will do, ask yourselves how our economy was last time he was in office. DJT kept us out of wars. World leaders respect and fear him. He did not ban abortions. I could go on and on, but I just hope people will calm down, give the man a chance, and stop spreading all the lies. We really do want the best for our country.
I got another one.
Okay, go ahead, Todd.
Another one that says, hard time listening this morning, not going to lie. And I want to respond to that. And I don't normally get involved with the show, but the person who sent that, I have conversations with that person every day. I think that's an easy way to put it. I think it's easy to say, just calm down. If your side had lost, how would you be feeling this morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I can guarantee that you would have some of the same anxiety. But I don't
think, when he said hi, or him or her, it said hard to listen. I don't think we're taking a side in this right?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure
I think they're just, it's hard to listen this morning going through what they're going through.
Right.
Yep.
I do, the last texter though, the last line is, we really do all want what's best for our country. I mean, we do. We really do. We want safety. We want our kids to grow up, be successful. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to remind people, I mean, nobody's getting in there to do bad things to us. It's just how they're going to do the good things is what causes people some angst.
Right. And I think that, I don't know, I've said to people, you know, I'm glad that you just vote and that you are informed,
totally
right?
Agree.
And I do disagree with some individuals and who they chose to vote for, but they are doing their duty in this democratic society, so you know, that's wonderful.
And once again, I want to reset Nicole Norcross, psychotherapist, Bell and Health, and we're talking about how this election has been so emotional for people that some on this morning right now, some people are very much struggling. I assume Right.
And what are your pieces of advice? And then before break, we were talking about this, is transforming anxiety into action. But you say if you're going to do that, you know, don't sit around and stew and, you know, dig a deeper hole. And
buy a bottle of Jack.
Right. And do that. But,
Kessler's.
Get out and do
Kessler's
something.
Kessler's a lot cheaper.
Just be honest. And go buy yourself some olives. And but transforming anxiety into action. But you say that to unite with like-minded people. That is a question that I have. Mm-hmm. How do you find like-minded people?
Well, let me say this. I think that we get in trouble when we have this belief that we must go through something alone, and that makes us stronger, right? That's like a pretty antiquated belief.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that finding ways to contribute to a cause, whether individually or collectively, is important. And when I say trying to find like-minded people, I am not saying, you know, bury yourself deeper in an echo chamber of just the same ideas over and over again. Obviously, you know, branch out, try to find some kind of middle ground. But it is really important. We, as human beings, we look for connections. We cannot do this alone, right? Like dolphins cannot exist alone. So we are just like, you know, that. So you have to find people that you can express your feelings with, and don't think you have to do this on your own.
Okay, you're. I'm not going to ask how old you are, but obviously you're younger.
I'm 29 years old.
Okay, thanks.
That's
okay.
Fine.
But so what I'm saying is Jim and I are ancient or whatever. And
I could be your dad.
Yeah, grandpa almost. No, but goodness, literally, you got started early. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is, what I'm trying to say is you didn't, I mean, okay, when we go back